Right now on VFN TV, ISIS is threatening to attack Rome and behead the Pope. North Korea, potentially, reports are they're saying that could attack America. They have nuclear weapons. And what does Intifada really mean? This and so much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. But we're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world. One based on mutual interest and mutual respect. And one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate this city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
When we lose our status as the reserve currency of the world, when the dollar is no longer the reserve currency, then, ladies and gentlemen, your standard of living and mine are going to be cut drastically. the United States will be unable to afford many of the goods that it now gets so lavishly because it can print all the money it wants. It won't be able to print it any longer because people won't take our dollars. That's what's coming down the road.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They weren't even, they were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can come through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Thank you so much for joining us today. Think about this. ISIS is saying, obviously not their first target, but they're actually saying that their first target is going to be Rome, and they're threatening to attack the Catholic Church and even behead the Pope. Let's take a look.
The Islamic State has a plan to conquer Rome. Yes, it sounds crazy, but ISIS believes the conquest of Rome is central to its mission and necessary to fulfill what Islam teaches was the prophecy of Muhammad and to prepare the return of the Muslim Messiah, the Mahdi. Robert Spencer is the author of The Complete Infidel's Guide to ISIS.
ISIS thinks that Rome is one of its primary goals and that it is in its timetable. It has a timetable wherein, in the next 10 years, by the year 2025, it hopes to bring about Armageddon, the final struggle between good and evil, or between the Muslims and the non-Muslims. And that one of the chief stepping stones to that Armageddon battle is the conquest of Rome, which they think they're going to be able to do within the next 5 years, that is by 2020.
Muslim scholars say Muhammad prophesied that the two great Roman cities would be conquered, Constantinople and Rome. Constantinople today is Istanbul, a Muslim city. Rome remains to be conquered.
Once Rome is conquered in this view, within the next 5 years, and then Israel will follow shortly after. They also believe that during this time period, they're going to conquer Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Now, before you laugh, consider that phase one of the Islamic State's plan to take Rome may already be underway, flooding Europe with ISIS fighters under the cover of the refugee crisis.
They're not talking about doing it by conventional armies. They're talking about doing it by overwhelming these lands with sympathizers from within and an influx of other people from outside.
The Islamic State reveals part of its plan in its publication, Black Flags from Rome. It will use sleeper cells and expects to get help from Muslims serving in European armies and from non-Muslim sympathizers. It also wants to fire missiles into Italy that it has captured on the battlefield. This is a threat that is hard to be concerned about, for Italian and foreign policy expert Emmanuel Ottolenghi.
The concern should be commensurate to the reality of the threat. The Islamic State does not pose that kind of a threat today.
He says Europe faces more pressing problems because of ISIS.
I think that the much larger threat that we are concerned with in Europe is with the lone wolf terrorist who plots a terror outrage against a school, against a supermarket, against a shopping mall, against an airport.
And it is hard to see how ISIS could conquer a city of 3 million people in a nation of 60 million people. But it is not hard to see ISIS attempting it. The conquest of Rome has been a primary goal since the beginning of the Islamic State.
They think that the conquest of Rome will be the complete sign of Islam's superiority over Christianity and defeat of Christianity.
They also see the fall of Rome on an eschatological timeline that will culminate in a battle near Dabiq, Syria, their version of Armageddon.
And they think that once this battle takes place at Dabiq, this final battle, which they see coming in by 10 years from now, in 2025, that the Muslims will battle the non-Muslims in this town in northern Syria, and then Jesus, the Muslim prophet, and the Mahdi will return to the earth, and they will together conquer and Islamize the world.
If their plan for Rome succeeds, ISIS says it will throw homosexuals from the top of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. But the chief target is Vatican City in Rome. And the main event, as they see it, will be the beheading of the Pope in St. Peter's Square, broadcast and live streamed to an international audience.
There was a Polish convert to Islam recently who has joined the Islamic State, and he said, once we take Rome, we're going to carry out mass beheadings in St. Peter's Square. And so this is the plan, to convert St. Peter's Square into a huge site of executions of people considered to be the enemies of Allah, chief among them the Pope, in order to cow and frighten the rest of the world into submitting to their rule.
It's a plan that for now has little chance of success. But in his new book, The ISIS Apocalypse, author and expert William McCant says ISIS has recently taken a longer-term view of the conquest of Rome and the return of the Mahdi, and is willing to wait in order to build up its forces. ISIS is already next door to Italy in North Africa. More importantly, Islamic State fighters are almost certainly already inside the country, some posing as refugees, going about their lives, waiting for the day when the battle for Rome begins. Dale Hurd, CBN News, Rome.
It is Islam, a book written by Glenn Beck, in addition to these other books that you're seeing now. It's so important to be able to understand it, because in these books, they're talking about a systematic unfolding of an Islamic plan. And it's happening like clockwork. I mean, everybody keeps denying it, but it's like a 100-year plan that was uncovered reportedly by the FBI when they raided somebody's home sometime back. They looked at it. It was a 100-year plan to be able to have it. As a matter of fact, when we get back from the break, I'll show you. I got it sitting on my desk so you can see it. But it's happening. So, you know, it's time for us to realize, whether you think this is crazy or not, it's happening. So we got to begin to pay attention. And if you look at end-time prophecy and see what happens, one of the very specific things that happens is Christians are being beheaded. What's happening right now? Christians are being beheaded. Christians, I mean, even the very man that's talking about, there's not a lot of concerns. There was a British soldier right there in Europe that was walking across the street, and he was beheaded right in the middle of the streets. I don't know what happened to the mindset of the world in regards to some sort of collective mindset, but each individual counts. Everybody's very important. The 10 students that got called out as Christians in Oregon University up there, in the University in Oregon, they were shot because they were Christians. The Christians that were killed in the South Carolina church, you know, we need to pay close attention what's taking place. We're going to talk more about this when we get back from the break. Make sure you join us.
Well, we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFNTV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
It's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership, as mm-hmm. you know. We have an entire partnership area, you know,
yeah,
in regards to
what's
available there. But today, as a matter of fact, right now we have an offer for our VFNTV partnerships of a free gift for you, for those that partner today. It is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Mm. Trust in God. Think about this. That
all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the, and this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call, you can go online at VFNTV.com as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go till you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner. That
is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, if somebody's breaking into your house, you grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now, he's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. I just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It's amazing, though. You hear this statement called long wolf terrorist, you know. And, you know, dogs, you know, we see dogs today that are trained and pretty much okay. But wolves are violent. Carnivores that just travel in packs, small packs, and they kill people and destroy things and kill cattle. They're, you know, farmers have to kill them because they're going to kill them.
Yeah. You mess with the wrong dog, the dog will kill you. Imagine.
But it's almost like a default setting, like I always talk about when, you know, you have this mass killing and you have all these people, stuff stolen and gruesome murder scene. And everybody's so concerned about it. Mm-hmm. And then they make this one statement, like long wolf for terrorists. They say it was drug related.
Yeah.
And everybody just defaults like, oh, okay. It was your neighbor's house that just got mutilated and robbed. Drugs or no drugs. Long wolf or not long wolf. The key word is terrorist. Mm-hmm. Long wolf. You take take away the word long wolf, right? Long wolf and leave the word terrorist. Terrorist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, and you think, you know, that the Pope gave a shout out to Mecca during Mecca when that horrific accident, the crane fell and killed people that were there during the Mecca. But, first thing he wanted to do was pray with the Muslims. The first thing he wanted to do.
Wow.
And, when he was in America is when he gave that shout out, you know, he was in New York. And yet, you know, and of course everybody's not the same, but radical people that are walking, Quran correct. Right.
Oh, I like that.
In alignment with the Quran, that you know, it's and the unfolding of this particular 100-year plan, which I have right here. By the way, I said that right before the break. I have the Universal Proclamation to all the people of Islam, published by the National Society of Defense, the seat of the Caliphate.
Wow.
Every bit of it, all the things that we're talking about is right here. It's available to you on the VFN Torch. We even have parts of it highlighted that we could read to you about it and just like start to talk about it. They're talking about it. But it's a spelled out plan. And so when somebody's threatening you, you know, Hitler was threatening to do the things he did and nobody believed him. When somebody threatens to take your life, bomb your nation, you need to pay attention to them. You need to take them at their word.
Absolutely.
I remember when I was in law enforcement, an officer, and I was making an arrest. You know, we're both two officers. And the guy says, you know, I'm going to kick you. Right. And he just like rusted off. He's cuffing the guy. He's doing different things in regards to getting things ready for the arrest. So he's not really paying attention to the suspect. And the suspect does exactly what he said. He kicked him, you know. And I looked at him. I said, well, he told you he was going to kick you. You should have paid attention to it. And right now, I mean, even with North Korea, we're talking about Iran potentially in the future having nuclear weapons, and everybody's concerned about it, and rightfully so. It's the worst case scenario for Israel, the Middle East, and America. But the leader of North Korea has them right now. And one of the prophetic visions that was given, or dreams that was given to Michael Bodea, was, which is Dimitri Duterman's son, grandson, whose word, by the way, we have his grandfather's prophetic word on the Via Fitorch. You need to hear about it because it's called Through the Fire. And he saw America on fire. He saw each particular city that was on fire. He saw Russia coming into America. He saw the nuclear reactors being hit in America. He saw all the synergy of Americans focusing to something that happened in the United States, in the middle of the United States. And everybody started putting resources that way. And then all of a sudden the outside borders were attacked. Mm. And of course you saw very specifically, God showed you a plane dropping all on the border, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what makes an aquarium, the fish swim in an aquarium, is the tank. It's got borders. The water has borders. There is no aquarium without that tank. Mm-hmm. What makes America a country is our borders. Without borders, we're not a country.
Yeah.
And so anything about the borders, wanting to loosen them up, do away with them, and that's the things that God's showing me. You know, showed Demetrius Dudeman, showed John, showed others that the borders, we need to secure our tank, you know, the walls of our nation, country. Yeah. And that's the purpose. If you look at the one of the main responsibilities of the president of the United States is to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic, and to guard our borders, because there is no country without the borders being protected. And what you're looking at consequences for the nation turning away from God, you know, partner with the enemies of Israel, allowing, you know, 57 plus million children aborted in our nation since 1973 and still supporting it. Mm. You know, 530 folks, the majority of them supporting it in Washington, D.C. And 2/3 of America still for it as well. I mean, God's answering to that. And it just keeps pushing and pushing further. But think about this. North Korea has a nuclear weapon already, and they're within reaching distance, reports are, of California. And so many words have been given about California. It's amazing. You know, somebody asked me, do you think I should move to California? I was like, you obviously have not been watching the program recently. But, you know, with that, there was a deal cut in this vision, this dream Michael Bodea got was that President Putin, Russia, China, and North Korea cut a deal, a financial deal, in regards to let's make war basically against the American dollar so that it wouldn't be dominant anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's happening right now. They just okayed $20 trillion worth of debt just the other day. I mean, it's already just been beat to stew and back. Well, if that's happening, why wouldn't the nuclear capabilities of Iran, of North Korea, why wouldn't that happen if that deal went down?
Yeah.
And who would better, because China would love to be able, who's supplying reportedly North Korea, Russia, who's reportedly supplying missile technology to North Korea, plus nuclear material. And you see what Russia's doing, as we talked about earlier, programs everywhere. Why wouldn't they use North Korea as the launching pad? They used it for the big cyber attack that hit Sony. Why wouldn't they use it for something else, right? Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, let's go now as they're talking about a potential nuclear attack or attack coming from North Korea on America.
North Korea threatened to nuke us again this week, and then Secretary of State John Kerry issued a stern warning to them. Well, do you think North Korea takes him seriously? They're looking, saying, you just gave Iran $150 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously?
Yeah.
North Korea's going to take this as a warning?
Right.
I mean, something really bizarre is going on here with our government.
Super bizarre, because they're crazy. They're talking about North Korea and you're talking about Iran, and you cannot trust either one. I mean, they're crazy. They don't think like we think. We don't.
There's a North Korean attack. I believe this, Jim, with all my heart. There's a North Korean attack coming on an American city on the West Coast. I believe the Lord showed me this in, I will tell you, it was July 2003. And here's what happened. I went home, and I was kind of weary. I'd been on the radio at that time for about 4 years, and I was preaching and preaching and preaching that America had to repent, and I was just weary on this particular day. And I went home, And I was about 6 p.m. and I'm praying. And the Lord, in that prayer, the Lord spoke to me and he said, stop praying. I want you to go to your computer and write a letter to your ministry partners and tell them why you're on the radio. I heard this. I was praying. The Lord said, get up and write a letter. So I went over to my home computer, started writing this letter. And I'm just pouring my soul out. Here's why I'm on the radio. It's not because I want to be on the radio. It's not because I have any desire to do this. It's because God showed me cities on fire. And so I'm pouring this out in this letter. And I got to this paragraph and I said, I believe the Lord is telling me that North Korea will launch a surprise attack and take out an American city on the West Coast. Again, this was July 2003. As soon as I finished that paragraph, the Holy Spirit said, stop. Go outside. Now, this was July 2003. I'm living in Texas. It's still early evening. Still daylight, you know. I heard the Lord say, stop. Go outside. So I went out the front door of my house, and I looked up in the Texas sky, and there was a massive cloud that looked like a mushroom cloud. And I just stood there looking at it, and my wife Susan came out, and she gasped. She goes, looks like a nuclear bomb. I said, I know, honey. I said, the Lord just told me to come out and look at this. That was the confirmation to me. He was telling me, that was 2003, you get that letter out. You get that letter out and you tell the people what's coming. Here we are now in 2015. North Korea is regularly saying, we are ready to use our nuclear weapons any day. In fact, yesterday they said it would make them happy to use them. Jim, most people don't even know this is being said. And the people who do know about it just write it off as, oh, he's crazy. Yes, he is crazy. He's demon-possessed. And he's got his finger on the bomb. This is the devil. The devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
And the devil wants these madmen to do these things. It is the loving God who has protected us.
Yes.
But we've got a God who's saying, he's looking at us saying, you don't want me anymore.
That's right.
Why should I continue to protect you?
Exactly.
Rick, that's the bottom line.
Yes.
This is so important, you know, hearing, you know, all the prophetic voices and you know, everybody hears in part and prophesies in part. But like I said, you know, it already happened with Michael Badia's, you know, that I had to tell Michael, this is what the Lord told you. And it's all taken place. And you're looking at, if you are a power like Russia or you're a power like an economic player like China, I mean, you don't want to do the dirty business in your own nation.
No, of course.
They're going to use a useful idiot, right? Mm-hmm. So they say in Rules for Radicals and those methodologies, have and have nots. But, you know, you have this lights out, you know, oppressive regime who he says, you know, just saying he's obviously demonically, you know, oppressed. He puts himself up as God over his people. You know, his father was a god, he says, and he's a god, and people worship him. And people were doing eye surgery in North Korea on the people. And when they would remove the cataracts, this would be the first time they could see. And the doctors came and did that, but they made the people sit there, and a huge picture of him was in front of them. So the first thing that they would see would be the leader's face.
Wow.
I mean, that's how, you know, evil's present. Well, he has nuclear capabilities. He's upset and offended with
a movie
that came out about him in North Korea. And not only that, when I think about it, I think about, you know, when we get back from this break, I want you to hear a word that was given to, you know, Isaiah Ramos as he talks about this particular leader coming to America and people running for their life. You got to be able to hear this and watch it. Join us after the break. This is an offer coming up. It's offer $19.99. It's talking about, you know, hey, these are the signs of the Lord's coming. You need to prepare. Take a look at this. You know, we got to begin to rethink being the church.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that's very important to understand right now, we have an offer for you. It's offer $19.99, and it's number 1999. And it is called, you know, this is a conversation that I had about, you know, signs of the Lord's returning, because we're in those days. This is like the times of the, mm-hmm. the signs of the Lord's returning. And it's very important to ask the question, are you ready? A lot of people are so into end time things and that type of stuff. And I'm not saying the world's coming to an end, but as you can see right here, it's you know, signs of the Lord's returning. Are you ready? And you even see the scripture right there. You see the scripture where he says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Wow.
And others will go to meet him in the air. I mean, this is in those days. And, you know, there's a lot of questions that you can have, but the most important question we need to know the answer to is the one that Nicodemus had, which is, how must I be saved?
Yes.
You know, not all these theories and stuff. And also I talk about in this to help you, and this is totally yours as a gift for partnering today, is the signs. What do these signs particularly mean? This battle for the Temple Mount that we're talking about, this is a sign of the Lord's returning. When you look at what's happening with our own nation, when you're seeing, you know, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association putting out their magazine decision saying, prepare for persecution, prepare for when a nation turns its back on God, basically mm-hmm. it's saying, these are signs, are rapidly moving signs, and you need to be prepared. We just want to give this to you, partnership for any amount at all. And as our partners, we're doing this thing together. God knows, he sees us. He says, listen, I command you, this is the command, to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. And you can partner today by going to vfntv.com and click on partner now, as you can see, or you can write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or you can even call 844-408-3688. And it's so important to understand how to connect. This is how, I mean, you want to, when the Lord returns, and he is, and we're going to all stand before the throne of God, you want to be able to say, you know what? Together, I stood with VFN TV to be the light, to keep the light shining 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and on the Gulf Coast every single day, Monday through Friday. Think about that. And it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. And how does this happen? It happens because of you saying, you know what? I do want a partner. And what we want to do is give you this gift. It's called Signs of the Lord's Returning. Are you ready? It's offered $19.99.
We appreciate your partnership. Do it today, and also talk to other people about partnering. We love hearing from you, and it's so encouraging when you call, when you write, when you send emails, when you like our Facebook page, because we know that we're not alone. And so many people are saying, listen, we understand that the answer is not in Washington, D.C. or who we elect, but the answer is Jesus. The answer is the gospel. The answer is the Lord. And together, it's a team that's coming together. We're partnering to keep the conversation light, and it's through our partnership and the stuff that we're doing together. I'm just so excited.
Yes.
And as the partners continue to come on, I mean, these are wonderful resources that you need to feed your spirit, but also that you can share the word with your family and your friends. It takes all of us, and the times are short. So we're just privileged to have this time, you know, with you guys.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
A boy needs his mother's guidance. This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and psychologist Dr. Kevin Lehman says that when adolescence comes along, a mom's influence on her son only increases.
Let's go back to age 10, 11, 12, that weird, awkward age. And a boy in your school likes you. What does he do? He hits you? Yes. He pushes you? Yes. He makes a fool of himself with two or three other little boys in front of you? Yes. He pulls your hair? Yes. Now, who better to teach that little boy about how a boy should treat a young woman than you, Mom?
There's no doubt that boy-girl relationships are complex, but Mom, you can help your son make sense of it all. Teach him to practice being a gentleman. Model how a woman should be treated, because you're ultimately preparing your son for marriage. You'll find more trusted advice about the mother-son relationship at focusonthefamily.com/parenting.
The bread. You know, if you haven't yet got a chance to go, which is really good when you're a bit woozy, ISIS too, by the way. I remember, by the way, I know we're going to talk about the torch, but when I didn't start getting seasick until I started seeing other people get seasick.
Oh, that's the worst.
And when I have more kids,
I needed the Dramamine, but if you got an extra one, I'll take about 7.
Well, I know when my kids, you know, they got sick, that didn't bother me at all. But it did bother Donna. My heart would go out. It's like, oh, my goodness. But when I was in the Navy and grown men are getting seasick, it was just everywhere. And I thought, I am going to die in this ashtray. It was like it was just all of that was happening. They smoked, saw their ashtrays turned upside down. Everything was everywhere. So I finally made it to the pilot house and got me a big cup of ice and opened up both pilot house doors. And wind was blowing through, and I was laid up against the wall. Chewing ice, hoping that I would not get an agreement with what was taking place on that boat. Getting back to the torch, make sure that you get a chance to eat from the bread that we make available for you. Go to VFNTV.com, go to the torch. You can subscribe to it easily, and every day will be in your email. You can sign up for the newsletter. It'll come to you once a week. Go to the torch, go to VFNTV.com and sign up for the torch newsletter. By the way, there's a free gift waiting for you. Just to honor you for the whole experience, to thank you for the process. And in this relationship, even if we get a bit woozy, we can do this thing if we walk in agreement under our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Here we're talking about, you know, having an understanding how North Korea, we're just hearing right from this particular report that, you know, God was showing to him that they were going to attack a city on the West Coast. And Kim Jong-un is the name of the leader of North Korea. And that prophetic dream that I told you about, we just happened to have Isaiah Ramos in the studio with us. And welcome to VFNTV. Can you share with us that prophetic dream that the Lord gave you? Tell us a little bit about that, because this is the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, that's mm-hmm. making these threats, that sent this computer cyber attack to Sony, that's reportedly going to attack a West Coast city with nuclear weapons. But what did the Lord show you?
Okay, so what God showed me in the dream, I was with my friends, two other people, Jonathan and Christian, and we were just hanging out, and then we saw this garage door open, and we decided to look in. So
it's like a garage door in a house or something. Yeah, like that. This is a prophetic dream.
Yes. Okay. And mm-hmm. at the time, things were going on.
How was everybody feeling? What was it like at this point?
It was kind of like, you know, just a regular, mm-hmm. you know, kids just goofing mm-hmm. off and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we looked inside, and then I saw like a TV on, and these two people were talking about plans and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that struck fear in me. And right. I was like, oh, I got to go. Right. So
what kind of plans were they talking about?
I don't really know, but I felt like in my spirit, they were like getting ready to like attack or do something wrong.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then after that, I went to across the street, mm-hmm. and then they came back to us, and they say, "Do you swear on your God that you didn't hear anything?" And I said, "No, I can't, because I heard something." And then the translator at the time, I saw this man, Korean man, mm-hmm. and I didn't even know who his name was.
Right.
And
but you later found out.
Yeah, and then I later
that it was the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I saw a picture on the VFN torch, mm-hmm. and I was like, that's him.
Wow. So he's actually in this vision, this dream. It's almost like God's revealing the strategies of the enemy to you, mm-hmm. and they're trying to tell you, hey, swear to us you don't know our plans,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. So the Kim Jong-un, I believe mm-hmm. his name is, he was speaking to the translator, and then the translator showed us, we're going to take you, and we're going to torture you.
So he would speak in Korean, then the translator would translate what he just said.
Yes.
Wow. And he says, we're going to do what?
We're going to get you, and we're going to torture you, beat you, and all, you know, these things.
Wow. Okay.
So then all of a sudden, I'm in like front door of the Washington, the White House.
Wow.
And
the White House in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a threat of attacking, some sort of plan. Swear by your God you didn't hear this plan. The translators say, we're going to hurt you. We're going to mm-hmm. harm you. Then all of a sudden the Lord puts you right in front of the White House.
Yes.
In a stream. Okay.
And at that time, Christian was gone. I didn't know where he was. I mean, it was like they were picking off like one by one.
They were picking you off one by one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was like that.
So that kind of situation was happening everywhere? It felt like that, or at least with you guys?
It just felt like with us. Mm-hmm. Us. Mm-hmm. And then I walk into the White House, and it looks like there are these people all in like the hallway type place. They were looking at computer monitors and checking everything. And then I see like a car driving over. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's him. So I run inside.
Him meaning Kim Jong-un?
Yes.
Oh. And coming to the White House.
Coming to the White House. And then they move us to this room. And then I see President Obama. And then.
So you're in the White House. You see Kim Jong-un in this prophetic dream. Pull up to the White House. People start shifting around. And you ended up in a room. Was the president and everybody kind of moving away from Kim Jong-un? They were worried about him?
I think that they were trying to set up some type of like wall or something.
Defense.
Like, yeah, defense mechanism, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I guess they're trying to figure out something and to at all costs protect the president.
Right.
And then I turn around and then Jonathan's not there with me anymore. Right. And then I look.
So Jonathan abandoned you. No, I'm just saying. It's a joke. It's one of his friends.
I don't know the details of that, but I didn't know where he was. Yeah. And so then I look at President Obama and I could see like he's scared.
So the president is terrified about what's going on. And you looked at him and you saw this fear in him. Okay.
And then.
And Kim Jong-un is still outside the White House coming?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we see this helicopter outside the window. Mm-hmm. So then he says.
We meaning you and the president?
Yeah, me and the president. And he looked out the window and then he says, come and help me, come and help me. So I help him out the window. And then
so you helped President Obama leave the bath? Was it a bathroom window?
It was just like a regular window that we had in a room.
So he's scared. Fear got a hold of the president and both of you guys. And he's going first. He says, help me, help me, help me. And you actually helped him get out of the window.
Yes.
Okay. What happened then?
He goes into the helicopter and then he just leaves.
He left you?
Yeah.
You just helped him?
Yeah.
Wow. And North Korea basically was threatening the White House in that dream then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear, you happen to hear that report about the supposedly that reports are what was revealed to Rick Wiles is that North Korea will bomb or attack a city on the West Coast. It kind of makes sense when God has shown you that, huh?
Yes.
Wow. And so so how did you feel when you were seeing all that go down?
At first I kind of felt like I was forgotten, like he just left me.
Right.
And I felt like abandonment.
Right.
The church.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like he didn't really care about me.
So he left America, he left the White House, and he left you. He just took self-survival, kind of.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, I appreciate you coming on the program and sharing that with us. And I want you to stay, if you'll stay the rest of this program right now, because this is what the Lord says in Acts chapter 2, I believe, as he says that he will speak and reveal what's happening through dreams and visions. He said, your young people will see visions and your old people will have dreams. And God speaks to us. And think about this. Now, Isaiah did not know anything about what Rick Wiles was hearing. He didn't even know who Kim Jong-un is. But yet God showed him Kim Jong-un. When you hear about these threats happening on the West Coast, you see all the words coming out towards what God is showing us potentially is going to happen in the southwestern part of America, and you're seeing these particular things happen, it makes you realize, hey, we need to pay close attention, because it doesn't look like our leaders are going to be there for us. If you missed our last program talking about lights out, about a cyber attack on our power grid, and Ted Koppel's new book called Lights Out, and how we have to prepare because, you know, tough times are coming. A great harvest is coming where many people are going to come to God. We got to brace ourselves because it looks like America is being betrayed, and potentially Russia, North Korea, and even China may be having a plan to be able to shift the world as we know it. Join us after this break. We got so much more we want to talk with you.
Do you believe in the cross of Christ?
I'm a pastor.
If you believe, then the question is, What are you going to do about it?
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
And it's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership. As you know, we have an entire partnership area, you know,
yeah,
in regards
it's
to
very exciting.
What's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner. Today, it is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Mm. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the And this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has
mm-hmm.
because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go till you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner.
That is amazing.
You
want
to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect mm-hmm. yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Isn't it interesting that Jesus, in his ministry here on earth, looked at the religious folks, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he says, because they were saying, God is our Father. And he goes, yeah. He said, your father is the father of lies. He's been a liar from the beginning. You listen to your father, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of things going on right now, and it's a religious, I mean, all this Islamic caliphate, you know, jihadists, Islamism, you know, all this stuff happening. Mm-hmm. You look at the attack on, you know, everything Jesus. You know, you even saw in that video footage that we showed in Rome was that it says Jesus is the servant of Allah.
The slave
of Allah is what he said. And then you hear the reports of Rick Wiles talking about what the Lord revealed to him, that a Western city would be attacked by, and that's his, what God's revealing to him, by North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Well, then you hear, you know, Michael Badia hearing before all of that, you know, about Russia, China, and North Korea, and that comes to pass. Iran, people are worried about Iran having nuclear powers and nuclear weapons, and we should be. But North Korea has them now, and they're partnering with Russia and China. And China is in a very peculiar situation right now with their economy shaking and everything kind of, you know, dangerously, you know.
Desperate people do desperate things. Yes. And with North Korea being very, I mean, they can't even feed their people right now.
Yeah.
So I almost feel like everyone's looking at the right hand, Iran, watch what the left hand, North Korea, wants to do. And they're looking for that opportunity, you know, moment to do it.
Yeah. And it's.
That's the church praise, I mean.
Yes, exactly. Praise. And realize this too. We've been told so many negative things about us. And president of King College no more, but he used to be.
Dinesh D'Souza.
Did a movie about America talking about, you know, the negative narratives that have been spoken over.
We're going to make that related. That's a great movie.
But he talks about five basic, I believe, lies or narratives have been spoken over America, and he undoes those lies. But to understand it, that we're like this sleeping giant, and we no longer believe, the people in America no longer believe that it's a nation. Well, not everybody, but you're getting this narrative that, you know, we're not the third largest country in the world, the most powerful country in the world.
Right.
But we still are. We still are. But if you don't believe you are, you're like that sleeping giant in the nursery rhyme. And I forget the name of it, I'll think of it in a moment. But he's laying down and he's sleeping. And while he's sleeping, the little small people were throwing little small strings and ropes across him. And they tied so many around him that even though he was strong, he couldn't get back up again. And right now you're looking at the church is sleeping. You're looking at America sleeping and believing all the negative connotations. And if you look at Rules for Radicals, written by Saul Alinsky, methods taught by even our president when he was an organizer, Hillary Clinton did her term paper on Saul Alinsky. We have all that in previous programs. And mentored by this guy, that they talk about, you just got to tell, if you tell a lie long enough, it becomes true to people. But also the threat is bigger than the actual thing itself. That's actually one of the things. And so you have all these threats going on. If you believe the threats, you know, you just drop your weapons, you drop your confidence, you drop your belief in what you're doing because you believe what they're saying about this country. This country has done some pretty bad things, but they've done some pretty good things. And, you know, God said to Abraham prior to the ministry of Jesus Christ on this earth, he said, if I could find about Sodom and Gomorrah, if I could find, you know, 10 righteous, you know, just a few righteous folks in the city, I'll spare it. And there are people in America who love God, lots of people, and who pray for America and support missionaries around the world. And that there's so many, but it's just all these lies and narratives are being, you know, the Putian giant, I think it's called. But they, you just can't believe all that. It's not true. We still are the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. There's a reason why Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, I know the American people are with us. You know, he's saying, I know they're our friends because, you know, that he wants the strength of America with him. And there's a reason why China, 1.23 billion people, India, 1.2, 1.3 billion people are still have a usurpient type mindset towards America because our military is stronger, our strength is stronger, our economy is stronger, all these different things. But if we don't believe it is, it won't be anymore. You know, ever how you believe it is, that's what it will be. So if you believe that you don't have the strength, if you believe that God's not powerful enough, if you believe the lies of the enemy that says our nation wasn't founded by the grace and the mercies of God, and he allowed this nation to rise. And he says very specifically, I will bless a nation if I want to. And if I want to remove that blessing off a nation, I'll remove it. I'll bring nations up and I'll bring them down. If he speaks good things over a nation and you're going in that direction, but all of a sudden we rebel against him, he said he'll take back those good plans. But he says if we repent, he will keep those good plans going on. So he's watching us. It's not God going, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. He's saying, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, America? What are you going to do, pastors in America? I think it was Spurgeon that said, if there's any issues in America, it's because of the pulpits in America.
Wow.
Because we need to be teaching. You look at the survey done by George Barna, you know, the 12 top things that American Christians are saying they want their pastors to preach about. We'll make that available to you. But they're saying these particular issues, they want to know about North Korea. They want to know about Iran. They want to know about Israel. They want to know about terrorism. They want to know about all these different things. It's like the top 12 things. 97%, wow. I believe it is, are saying they want their pastors to talk on this. And so it's like, what are we going to do? You know, what are we going to do? We got to lay down and be sleeping and allow these lies to kind of tie us down? Or are we going to stand up boldly and say, wait a minute, God bless this nation. We can repent. We have a God that's merciful, that's kind, that's long-suffering. And mercy means not getting what you do deserve. God can have mercy on this country. We can stop the things that we've done. We can repent and acknowledge them that they were wrong. And we can turn back to God and say, God, we want you. We want to hear from you. We want your ways. We need your grace. We ask for your mercy. It's called repentance. And times of refreshing will come on America if we do that. Times of refreshing. Yet these things are happening, and men do scheme against God, and they scheme against the people of God, and they scheme against nation, rising against nation. God, Jesus said, this will happen. Don't worry about it. When these things happen, look up, your redemption draws near. But know this, these things are taking place. And suddenly, in a moment, in 6 minutes, as we talked about this week, in seconds, suddenly, as he talked about Ted Koppel yesterday's program, talking about there's no time to prepare. At least with nuclear weapons, you had at least 20-something minutes. This is going to be just suddenly. But you know what? Suddenly, our Lord's going to return, and he's going to blow the trump. They're going to blow the trumpet, and he's going to take away his folks. The question is, are you one of his folks? And when the trumpet blows, will you go with him? We shared our testimonies at Meet My Father, how we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life. Go there and find out today how you can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Cry out to him for mercy. He loves you. This whole thing is being allowed to get your attention to see if you would look up and call on him, though he's not far from you. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. I want to pray with you. Father God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for speaking. I thank you, Lord, for Rick Wiles. I thank you, Lord, for CBN going, doing these stories. I thank you, Lord, for Isaiah Ramos and speaking how you spoke to him, Lord God. And I thank you for our audience, those that are listening and those that are watching. God, I pray for an alertness, protection over America and our borders, Father God. End all the nuclear capabilities of North Korea, we pray, Lord God, and Iran, and you know, cancel the plans of Russia as they're scurrying across the globe right now, Father God. Protect our nation. Awake, church, awake. Arise, church, I pray. In America, in the world, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.